It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
725, 35 degrees, Wildcat News, of course, brought to you by Northwest Bank. Today we have activities director and boys basketball coach Ryan O'Hearn, as Matt calls him, the Bobby Knight of Humboldt. How do you like that nickname?
Well, March Madness, looking forward to the Final Four here on Saturday. I know Matt's pretty excited with Michigan in the Final Four, but I think it's going to be a tough game for him against Arizona.
How many brackets did you do?
One, and had Purdue as my champion, had St. John's in the Final Four, so I had to kind of pick some outside of the box picks to maybe try and win the bracket, but didn't work out, so the bracket's officially busted.
It is busted. Most of them are. Most of them are. I guess I haven't even looked. Matt will find that out, how many perfect brackets there are. None? Zero? It's all blown up. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, happy to see Iowa State, you know, advance as far as they could. It's too bad Jefferson got hurt. I think they probably have a pretty good shot if he's healthy. And then just a tremendous run by Iowa and Ben McCollum, the Storm Lake native, to get to the Elite Eight. And, you know, couldn't be more excited for Hawkeye basketball moving forward, just being a big Iowa fan.
Nice. We want to talk about activities. What's going on within the school district?
Well, yeah, happy April Fool's Day here, and we're getting ready for Easter break starting on Friday and Monday, and that's the break we have at the school, kind of our spring break. So, yeah, pretty informational here with everything going on in the spring. It's going to get really busy with our athletics and activities and fine arts. Congratulations to Emily Wiebke and our spring play and drama students. Alice in Wonderland went well last Friday and Saturday night in the new renovated auditorium. First play in the auditorium there since it's been renovated. So success there, Alice in Wonderland, Emily Wiebke, and everyone there. And then spring sports started officially with competition on March 19th and March 20th when we had our Nielsen indoor track meet, the ninth annual there. Spencer Ross is coaching our girls track team. Greg Wickett's coaching the boys track team. So excited to see track up and running. You know, everybody listen to Matt's recap from Algona last night. Algona has a new indoor facility, so just another opportunity to run in an indoor, and sounds like our boys ran pretty well up at Algona last night. So, and then just the soccer, we kicked off soccer on Monday night. Tony Beach, head coach, taking over for Joe Hadar. So congratulations to Tony on his first win, a 3-1 win over Garner Hayfield Ventura. And new this year with our renovated sod and turf on Mason Mockfield, we'll play every soccer game at Humboldt High School.
Nice.
Yep. So no more games down at the old football field. You know, we had a good relationship with the city there to play at the old football field. Our girls will still practice there, but that's going to mainly be a practice field and then a youth soccer field. So every soccer match is at Humboldt High School, Mason Mock Field. We charge admission to get in, $8 for adults, all cash, $5 for students, all cash. So excited to, you know, see that little bit of a different environment there. 5:30 is when the matches will start. Varsity first, followed by JV, play under the lights and have it live streamed on our Huddle fans. So really just a nice improvement for our soccer program. And then our new maintenance director, Jackson Campen, and his assistant, Dana Westfall, do a great job getting that field ready. You should see that robot paint the field and getting the nets on there and all the mowing, everything. So we'll play two home matches a week, every Monday, Thursday. We're either home with girls or boys varsity JV soccer there with the way the North Central Conference schedule shakes out. So 16 home matches, and those guys do a nice job of taking care of the field. And our girls, as Matt was saying on his previews there, they open up, Rod Mooney and the girls open up on Thursday at Mason City, weather permitting there. And same with the boys, they're back in action here on Thursday with Charles City if we don't get all the rain and the snow. So,
yep, it's definitely busy, and it's great to hear that they're going to be playing up at Mason Mock. It's a great facility, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then to golf, Scott Birdsell's back coaching our boys golf team, high school boys golf team. They open up at Spring Valley, beautiful Spring Valley, on Monday in a triangular against Bishop Garrigan and Spencer. Garrigan's the host. It'll be JV and varsity playing, so we'll have 12 players out there playing between varsity and JV. Jess Harclaw returns for girls golf. They open up Monday at Spencer against Garrigan and Spencer, so a good little triangular for both golf teams to get the season going. And then we're busy with track meets all of April. We'll host four outdoor track meets April 10th, high school boys, which is next Friday already. So we're looking for a little bit of additional help if anybody's interested in helping with field events, shot put, discus, long jump, high jump, or just any other way to help with cones and just being around. We can find a spot for you. So call into the high school office or contact me if you're interested in helping with any of our track meets. We can always use great volunteers like we have in the Humboldt community. So yeah, April 10th, high school boys track. April 20th, middle school boys track. April 27th, high school girls track. April 30th, middle school girls track. And our middle school coaches do a real nice job. Chad Beeman and Ron Wasaba have been coaching boys track for a long time at the middle school level. And then Justin McDaniel and Krista Miller are the middle school girls track coaches, and our track teams really do a nice job working together, because that's a lot of kids out there on the track, especially when the high school and middle school kids are together after school every day from about 3:30 to 5 and do a nice job sharing the track. So looking forward to the spring sports. You know, as always, once April hits, it just flies by. So I think everybody's excited to go into the Easter break. Of course, we'll have prom coming up on April 18th.
Wow.
Soundstations, which is kind of our talent show in the auditorium with Ben Shavers and Emily Willardson, April 24th. And then Parade of Bands is April 28th. So jam-packed April as we head into May, and then we'll get baseball and softball started. But so these next couple of days, just a little bit of a break before we really hit it hard coming back after Easter break. So hopefully everybody has a happy Easter and take a little time off here. But yeah, once we get back on Monday, well, with those activities, no school Monday, but with getting into next week, things really pick up for us here down the stretch.
Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn is our guest on Wildcat News. A lot to keep track of. Communication is so key in your position. And what a great staff. Again, coordinating the coaching, the events, locations, and the volunteers. So thank you for all that you do. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. And any weather-related cancellations or reschedules, we'll get those out in a variety of ways. And radio does a nice job, just kind of get it out to everybody right away there. But we'll just kind of see what happens tomorrow if the rain and the snow, comes through. So.
Well, maybe let's just hope for rain, not snow. That's a four-letter word right now. Ryan O'Hearn, again, Activities Director with the Humboldt School District, has been our guest on Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank.